Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. And let me tell you, they are trying to silence this platform and others. I want you to take a look at the special report that, it's a standalone that's from my office. I want you to take a look at that. Did that earlier today. If for some reason I pull that as private, there's a reason for that, and I will come out with another one post this broadcast. It's a long story, but it has to do with, Phil Haney, the death of Phil Haney, the murder, I believe, in, after, talking with people, the murder of Philip Haney, and a thumb drive and the circumstances of his death. This hit me pretty hard this weekend. You know, there are people out there who will, they've got channels, they've got 50, 80,000 people, and all they do is regurgitate headlines. And they've got military insiders and whatever insiders and whatever. Phil Haney was an insider. He was a source. More importantly, he was a human, a human being, a man that few people could ever measure up to, in my view. And you know, I look at the litigation, open source. There's a comment on our YouTube channel by a woman, or I think the name was indicated, a female. I answered about 5:30 this morning, or I responded to about 5:30 this morning. And it says it all. In one sentence from this commenter said something about, is there a connection between harassment, legal harassment, and sources and things like that? More than you know. Now, I'm not trying to overstate anything. What I'm trying to do is, the message I want conveyed very quickly is there are things going on that are both attempting to marginalize the sources we have. For example, and I'll use Phil Haney as an example. I know who he is. I know the information that he provides. Would I name him specifically? No. But do I know who he is? Absolutely. That's an insider. Not some nameless dweeb who, you don't know who. No. That's an insider. An insider, I believe, who paid the ultimate price. I think when the investigations continue and, I think when the truth is known, I think there are a lot of people who are going to be very surprised if the truth is known or allowed to be made known. I know I would shout it from the rooftops. I want to thank Peter Barichalka for handling that and the show yesterday with just a vent. I mean, what a great show that was. I had the opportunity to listen to it last night. And again, I listened to it early this morning. What a great guy Peter Barichalka is. And what so much, he's got so much to offer, doesn't he? Didn't you? I mean, man, he's on top of things. And I thank him from the bottom of my heart, you know, not for just yesterday, but for what he's done for this platform last summer. I mean, the sacrifices he's made And you don't know, folks, you don't know the half of it. And he'll never speak of the sacrifices he's made. And I hope that I've been able to serve him well in that respect. So, Peter Berichalka, thank you. And next week, he's going to be filling in one more time for me next week. And that's actually next Monday. So I'm looking forward to that. Later this week, Thursday, Robert Griswold, going to be appearing with Steve Quayle, talking about preparations and talking about the wider array of headlines. And very important. Also, if you go to HagmanReport.com, I think I put five words down on this one entry. I don't know if you saw it. I put it up earlier today. It's about 5G, and it's about the coronavirus. What are two of the major headlines right now? One, obviously, more prevalent than the other, that being the coronavirus. The world's on lockdown. The spread is escalating. We've got a stock situation staying in the red. You got the Baltic Dry Index reflecting the actual shipment of goods. You've got, I'm telling you, the economic devastation from this is extremely understated at this point. And I think it's only going to get worse. My headline there. Now, this is interesting. This links to a video that I sent to Michael Terrell from WholeTones.com. You know him, right? Now, folks, gather around because I want to talk to you about this. Eric the Tech, independent of me and myself, we were doing some research, and he does a lot of research, Eric the Tech. I mean, he's on top of things. I start out a sentence. I say, did you see about the – yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he finishes it for me. That's how plugged in we are on this. This coronavirus that we're seeing, this COVID-19, as it's stated. Look, it was talked about, right? It was talked about 40 years ago in novels, specifically for 2020. Interestingly enough, Event 201 spoke about this very issue as well. Now we see in China what's taking place in China with this coronavirus. And of course, the spread is going elsewhere. And many people are saying, well, you know, is this a bioweapon? Look, folks, I don't have a degree in microbiology or virology. So I will say this, every expert I've talked to said this has to have been tweaked. It doesn't occur naturally in the form that it exists. So, okay, that's fine. Now, having said that, if it was tweaked, then was this just some, you know, sad accident? Somebody dropped a vial somewhere, or was this an intentional release? Was it supposed to be released over here? You know, what was the intent overall? And I don't want to get too far into the weeds there because we could get into some speculation. But do you find it interesting? And if you go to HagmanReport.com, this is a young lady that, young woman who is talking about 5G, the rollout of 5G in China, and specifically in that province, and the connection and other connections as well to the coronavirus. And I've watched, as Eric the Tech has watched, you see people standing, you know, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down except in the case of coronavirus. And you see people falling over. Bam. And you wonder, well, wait a second. Is that like, you know, does that happen in the flu? Okay, maybe a little bit. So then I started digging down this rabbit hole. And I start seeing the word frequency pop up, and different wavelengths pop up. And I'm thinking, wow, where have I heard this before? And where I've heard this before was Michael Terrell from Whole Tones, wholetones.com. We had a whole program about frequencies and about the hijacking of frequencies. And his healing frequencies. And you might think, well, wait, this, you know, I don't want to sit and listen to a, you know, no. Hold on a second here. Back up. There's something here, I think, between frequencies and this specific virus. We'll just call it a virus. Regardless of its origins, regardless of its intent, we'll just call it a virus. And there's something really weird with respect to frequencies. So I asked, I sent an article, and in fact, I sent the very video that on Hagman Report that appears on HagmanReport.com. I sent it to Michael Terrell. I asked him, say, do you mind taking a look at this? And we spoke yesterday, and you talk about the man who knows, in my view, who knows really of that he speaks, and that's about frequency and about the healing properties of certain frequencies and music and, getting a better sleep and how certain frequencies affect behavior and pets. Michael is the guy. Wholetones.com is the place, in my view, for information, but more importantly, for both therapy, if that's the right word, and preventative medicine. We talk all about prevention, don't we? We talk about taking nutritional supplements. We talk about washing our hands. We talk about prepping in the food industry. We talk about all of this, what we need to do, right? But I don't know any other person out there talking about the healing properties and the, even to the extent, the preventative properties through restful night's sleep of music and of certain frequencies. Oh, we'll talk about the 5Gs, the frequency there, right? We'll talk about that. But what about the other side of that? What about the healing properties? What about the restorative properties that a good night's sleep will bring you? Have you ever suffered from an insomnia? I have. Believe me, I have. Well, this will help you. So I'm anxious. I sent him information. I'm anxious to hear his response, and he's coming on here momentarily. So folks, I ask you, please listen and consider what wholetones.com has and what Michael has developed, a force multiplier in your life. I swear by it. I can't make any claims, but I swear by it. It works for me. It works for my wife. It works for Lady the Studio Dog. I know it works for a lot of families too. I've got testimonials. And so I want you to pay really close attention. I really do. I got in trouble the other day. I got to tell you this real quick. Before I bring Michael on, I'm going to tell you, my wife and daughter-in-law had to, well, they went on a specific trip where they had to take a flight. Okay. So I had to take them to the airport this weekend, and, just share a real quick story for you, the kind of humorous. You know, I think of myself sometimes as a comedian, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes my jokes bomb, and they bomb in a big way. So anyway, our airport, I took my wife there and my daughter-in-law, and she's got her identification out, you know, she's going through security. And of course I'm behind her, and I just thought it'd be funny. I don't know. I don't know what was I thinking? So she takes her identification out and hands it down, you know, puts it down. And I look over and I said, when did you start using that identification? Thinking, of course, that was a joke, right? And the guy behind the counter that's taking care of her, looks at me like, you know, would you just say? And my wife said, that's not funny. And then her luggage weighed a little bit, like 2 pounds extra. And I said, you know, I told you should not have taken, you didn't have to take that ammunition in that stowaway bag. was a second mistake. Miss, would you come over to the secondary, please? She hasn't called me. I thought it was funny. I said, look, it was a joke. Do you think I'd say, you know, do you think would I mean that? I mean, do I look stupid? Of course, my wife said, yep. I don't know. I was trying to be funny and break the tension, you know, with all this tension and stuff. He said, you can take your bag, leave the ammo here. I'm serious. That's what he said. Your bag can go. Leave the ammo here. There was no ammunition, okay? I was trying to be funny. He was 2 pounds overweight. You know how heavy ammunition is, right? That was stupid. Eric the Tech, you're not laughing. What? Do we have him? Oh, here I am just droning on. But I thought it was funny. She'll talk to me. She will. No, I'm kidding. She is talking to me. But it's amazing that he didn't have the guy leave the ammunition. Perfect line. Perfect line. All right. With that, again, talking about the coronavirus, talking about frequencies, talking about all of this stuff, who better than Michael Terrell from WholeTones.com? And folks, let me just say this one last time. The URL, the internet link is WholeTones, WholeTones.com, WholeTones.com. And you know what? Use the promo code Hagmann, Hagmann, to get $10 off your order. I'm telling you, if you haven't done so already, this is what you need to do. This is the force multiplier for you, for your best furry friend. No, I'm not talking about your wife. Oh, Eric just gave me a dirty look. And of course, there goes my jokes that aren't landing. With that, Michael Terrell from Whole Tones. How you doing, sir?
It's an honor, man. Your jokes are landing over here. I've been holding on and I've been laughing my head off.
I thought it was funny. I thought, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, we always think we're funny and then we get the face from the wife, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not so funny.
No. It didn't go over well. I guess, you know, they don't have a sense of humor in airports. I didn't say bomb or anything like that. It was just, you know. So that's who's, how'd you get that identification? It was funny. Anyway. Well, I'll have 100 emails from women saying, you dog, you know, so anyway.
Hey, they love you. Yeah. But you know, you said something, before I came on talking about the truth. If we ever get the truth.
That's right.
And you see, as long as the truth is being suppressed, then all we have is hearsay. And since most of the voices that are outside of the ones that are trying to create the narrative are muted, then the truth is hidden. And the ones that, you know, like yourself, and I mean that, you know, we're friends. We're not just like, this isn't our first rodeo. You know, a pioneer when you see one, because they're the ones with the arrows in their back. They go first in line and then everybody starts shooting at them all the time. And, my point is that, I don't think now, and I've listened to 50 or 60, I guess, broadcasts of yours, not inclusive of ours together. I would say that today, from a global standpoint as well, right now, this is going to be one of the most important broadcasts that we've ever had. At least you and I have ever had together. For sure.
I agree. And that's why I'm so excited about this. And people, folks, please, listen to what Michael's got to say, and please, in your links, put wholetones.com, and it'll be in the program description box at HagmannReportLive.com, and make sure you use promo code Hagmann to get $10 off your order. But the information here that he's going to offer, I think, is so critical, especially with all the stuff going on, and whether you're stressed because of this stuff or you're right, affected by this stuff, it's relevant. So let's rock. Let's talk here.
And let's just head knee deep into our current stasis of freaking out globally right now. And let's talk about the disinformation first, if that's okay. I mean, obviously that link you sent me, I had seen it once and I watched it again because I think it's dead on the money. Okay. We had a talk yesterday, none of us are believing what's coming out of China right now. I don't know a single soul that, you know, that's awake on the planet that actually believes that this came out of some fish market. Here's what I can tell you. The video that we watched that you posted earlier today by a girl that claims, like myself, not to have any particular doctorate or medical affiliation is probably one of the most intelligent and factual videos that I've seen since the beginning of the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. I mean, yeah. It's not a pandemic yet, but it's a, you know, so my very first question to our studio audience is, when was the last time that you had any kind of a cold, which this is viral, so it's not a flu, okay?
Right.
It's not a bacteria. When was the last time you caught a cold and you just fell down? I mean, in the middle of the street. You just fell down. Oh, you know, like X's for eyes, and they're putting you on a gurney, and, you know, when was the last time that happened? The answer is never. Isn't it also interesting that when you look in the back of your Lysol can that we had when we were kids, those of us that are post 50, one of the main things that says that it annihilates is the coronavirus.
Right.
Okay. Which is a common cold virus. It's another spherical virus. It's not a living virus. It's just an entity. And sometimes anymore, you wonder if that was just a created entity, but we won't go there right now. So here's my point. 5 years ago, I made a statement. This goes back to the pioneer idea, you know, of having arrows in your back. And I said that the medicine of the future is going to be frequency. I said that within 2 years of the release of whole tones, that frequency would be a household word around the globe. It didn't even take 2 years. And now we're staring down the barrel of something that really nobody's understanding yet. They're incinerating bodies in China.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to throw something right off the bat to get you to get on the horn and call your neighbor. Go, hey, there's a crazy man that's got a pretty good theory right here, right now. You better get on the Hagman show. I'm not kidding. Listen, we're all talking about, oh, so many people are dying in China, but they're telling us it's under 10,000. But we know it's over 100,000. We've seen the videos of them pulling people out. But here's the best question nobody's asking. What would be the reason besides, you know, an obscene amount of fatalities that you would have a mobile incinerator for human bodies? You're just 1-800 crematorium, you know, just call and they'll come and burn you for free. No, seriously. What's another reason they would be burning bodies in China, friends? It's because it might not even be a virus, because they might be burning them, because if they burn the bodies, it would burn anything that would prove that it's not a virus or the virus itself. So nobody will ever know the truth. Is it electromagnetic waves? Is it 60 gigahertz? Which for our listeners, a gigahertz is 1 million hertz. Okay. So back in the day when we had our dial-up modems,
you got mail.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It sounded like your PC was burping. Hey, we were talking like hertz and then megahertz. It's like, ooh, I've got a megahertz computer.
Yep.
It's all about speed, right? But here's the point, and we're just getting rolling here. A gigahertz is 1 million hertz. 5G puts out 60 gigahertz. Okay, so you're going, okay, so what's your point, Michael? Just remember, the faster, the smaller. Okay. The faster, the smaller. That's how it works in frequency. Remember, the low frequencies are lumbering, slow, big slope sine waves. Then the mid-range frequencies are kind of like moving around. But then when you get in the millions, they're moving so fast that you couldn't see the vibrations. Okay. So let's go back to quick physics. Nikola Tesla, my fave ever, which this girl quotes in the video.
Yep.
He had an idea, and his idea was to do what? Give everybody free electricity, all right? He saw the internet before Al Gore. That's a joke.
So, I got it. It landed here too, yes.
So here's my point. His way of doing it is totally different than these guys' way of doing it. Let me tell you what a pico-Tesla frequency is. A pico-Tesla frequency is what we call an LFO, or low-frequency oscillation, okay? It's super slow. 6 hertz, 10 hertz. And what is the secret of that? Well, that's full body, meaning all that can affect in the whole world is the physical body, not the soul, not the mind or spirit, just right. The body.
Right.
So Pico-Tesla frequency, Tesla's idea, which is proven fact, but you never hear about it because they tried to erase any trail of Tesla and gave credit to other people to create things that he created, of course. And they, we won't go there, but anyway, it's not conspiracy. That guy got used.
Oh yeah.
He was the one of the greatest minds that ever graced this planet. So with that being said, a Pico-Tesla frequency is a low frequency, but guess what? Low amplitude. Why? And what is amplitude? Well, if I amplify my voice, then I just pegged the meters that had been there because I amplified. I added what? More power to something.
You just brought a tear to Eric's eye there, Eric the Tech.
I love you, Eric. So sorry.
He's going
So my point is this, guys. If you amplify an LFO, you can destroy a body with it. You can shake a body apart atomically, okay? So Tesla used what? LFOs with low amplification. Yeah. And you could multiply low amplification around the world without causing any physical harm to plants, animals, or human beings. Now, what these guys have done is they've taken a super short frequency, right? That doesn't have a lot of bandwidth, but man, you talk about lightning fast, 60 gigahertz, and then they have repeaters everywhere. And guess where else it is, friends? It's in the sky. It's the eye in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
So they're beaming this stuff down and they're beaming this stuff across. So we're getting it from every possible parameter. Now, let's add insult to injury. So let's say that the coronavirus isn't a virus at all. Let's say it's like, and if you want to check me. About a year ago, plus minus. Do you remember a Cuban incident where there was a frequency that went forth and it affected everybody in the embassy over there? And they started having what? Heart palpitations, trouble breathing, bluing of skin. Some of them passed out.
Oh, yeah.
From ultra high frequency weaponry. No, we wouldn't do that. HARP. Okay, I won't go any further. Just do the math. So what I'm saying is, these guys want to beam an ultra high frequency. And guess what? Those things, those towers have to be everywhere. They have to be everywhere because they can only go so far, then to the next one, then to the, it's like a web of EMF, which is electronic magnetic fields, which is extremely dangerous. One of the reasons I moved off the grid was to have some land between me and everybody else's modem. I'm on 3 acres. I got to get away from this. Some of you don't have the luxury. I'm working on it. I've already released some of it. You're hearing about it today. Here's my point, guys. Frequency has what? The ability to create or destroy, just like a word. Like when Doug and I are speaking, because we really care for each other, it's iron sharpening iron. We're giving to each other. What are we giving? Positive frequencies. How are we doing that? We're talking about things that matter with a heart that loves. Okay? Now, the same thing happens when somebody hates you. And people are wondering right now, well, okay, on social media, why do I not like Facebook anymore? Because it's a bunch of crap. Because it's people doing what? They're sending out their negative frequencies, and then it's being amplified by what? Social media. And then what happens? Bad news, bad news, bad news. And then you go on Facebook, and it's like, I used to just put up pictures of babies and dogs. Now it's like everything's the end of the world. Everybody's going to die. It's all about this. It's all about that. And 90% of the junk that you're reading, that you're getting marinated in, is not factual information. It's one form or fashion of fake news. And all of the world is crying out for one thing, the truth. Now, what's interesting is a particular group of people have even distorted that idiom. And what have they said? Well, this is my truth. There is no my truth. There is no your truth. There is the truth, and the truth is absolute. It is not speculative, right? It's not. And that's where this disconnect from this narrative started, was they tried to chop away at the truth by saying, well, you know, it's your truth and my truth. The truth is the truth wherever you find it. But it's the truth, and it's absolute truth. There's even scientists now trying to teach that truth is not absolute. Why? Because their theories are jacked up and they have to say something. So they come up with a narrative that, guess what? The truth is subjective. It's subjective to what?
Amen.
What is truth subjected to? The truth stands on its own two legs. It doesn't need help from anyone or anything. It's absolute. It's a lighthouse in the midst of a storm. So what do I do? Well, I have one niche in life. A lot of people love to, there's some candidates right now, by the way. One of them spends a whole lot of money on advertising, but I won't mention his name because he does a good job doing it. He's already spent $500 million. And you know what? If you listen to him, he's done everything. Just like Gore. He's invented everything. He's changed everything. You'd swear that the state he comes from is like it's some economic, you know, breakthrough when it's like always on the verge of foreclosure and destruction and everybody hates the guy in that state. But I've got the answers. I'll fix this. And I'm like, we don't need fixing. Have you looked at our economy lately? I travel every week. You know what it looks like to me? Cranesville, baby. Everywhere I go, people are building, 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 building. It's hard to get around inside big cities anymore because there's so much construction. So the lie is, oh, things are bad. America's a mess. We need another guy to fix this mess. Really? And the other one is, oh, there's a terrible coronavirus and it's doing this. And first it came out of a seafood place. Then it came out of this plant. Now they're saying it may be coming out of a frequency. All I'm going to tell you is I know one thing. I'm the frequency freak. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to frequency, how it affects the body on a cellular level, how it affects us in a behavioral level, how it can affect us in ways we don't want to think about, nefarious ways of being used as weaponry against country's own people. So before we get into whole tones, Doug, what do you got to say?
That's why you're the man. Folks, this is why I love this guy. I love Michael. I'm being very, very honest. You know, this is a life changing, in my view anyway, a life changing, discussion that we're having here. It can help you in ways that you may not even understand right now. So, you know, I love your depth of research. I love the fact that you are it's not me saying this, frequency freak. You're not a freak. You're a frequency expert. I've got to tell you, if I have a question about frequency or anything, and I'll pick up the phone and call you and you're always right on the money. So I appreciate that. And folks, please listen because all of us, we need this force multiplier, as I like to call it. And that's what this is. You've got everything else taken care of. You got your, you know, preps and all that stuff. This something more. So thank you for that.
Well, let's go a little bit further then before we even really break down what I've done and whole tones in this work. I want to just keep talking about the subject of frequency because I'm realizing more and more that the lion's share of people don't understand it. And I was watching some interviews this month. One of them was with Blumenthal and it was shocking in a good way that there's politicians that are asking people that are creating vaccines, people that are creating technology like 5G. He's asking them questions and he's the genius and he is the guy that seems like the expert, but they're asking the people that create this questions like, so when you created 5G, how much testing was done on humanity to find out the efficacy and if there was any health ramifications? Well, we just trust the scientists at the FDA. Stop. Do you trust the scientists at the FDA? Because I sure don't. I don't trust them at all with my life, with any part of my thinking. But these guys that created 5G that say it's safe, said it's safe because some talking head told them it was safe. There's no testing on 5G with animals, vegetables, or human beings. And yet, they're unleashing this on our planet right now. And guess what? Guess what happened just before the coronavirus? They released it in Wuhan. Yeah, specifically as a test market. And to add insult to injury, let's think about what else happened. I mean, is it just coinkydink? I don't know. But let's think about this. So once a year, it usually starts at February 1st and goes through the whole month, okay? There's the Chinese New Year and no businesses work. Everybody's off. It's like a huge, it's a holiday for the whole country. Not a bad idea. So this year, they started it early by 5 days, the 25th, meaning if you have stuff designed in China or manufactured in China and you want it here, you better get it now because we're shutting down the country, okay? Well, guess what? During Chinese New Year, during the time when everybody's home and not at work, when all the factories are virtually shut down anyway, a spooky, mysterious virus just comes out. And then we've been told it comes from pigs. We've been told it comes from fish. We've been told this comes from bats. Then they said, ah, well, maybe it didn't come from here. Then they're saying, well, maybe it came from our weapons, our biotech. I mean, not weapon. Did I say weapon? Our biotech place where we have the most infectious diseases in the world. But they're not living. But we can't say they're not living. But we just can inject anything. Guys, what do you think a vaccine is? It's an inert substance that has something in it that causes something into something that's living. So if they have a virus over there, they can put anything they want into it. They could do any, they can morph it. They could do anything they want with it. It's simple. It's molecular. Are you with me so far?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So here's what I'm saying. What if you have another form of weapon that nobody wants to talk about, that you might use in the future against a country that just kicked your butt economically all of a sudden, and you signed all of these reparations, and you're going to be buying all kinds of stuff from us for a change. But what if we tested a sound weapon instead, and people were falling down in the streets, and they suddenly couldn't breathe, and yet everyone's saying it's pulmonary and pneumonia, but pneumonia means what? The presence of moisture or phlegm or gook in your – these people don't have anything in their lungs. Their lungs are clear, but they can't breathe. How's come? I have a million questions. I just don't have any answers yet, right?
Right.
And so – but questions is what brought Whole Tones to you and to the whole world. I had questions, and I didn't rest until I get answers. And that is my challenge to all of you listening to us today. Don't listen to the talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. None of them. Don't listen to them because they're paid to give disinformation. There's no difference between what's happening in media right now and in the propaganda of Nazi Germany. It's the same thing. They're telling you what they want you to believe. And people, unfortunately, are ignorant enough to go right along with it because they like the journalist. I'm telling you right now, think for yourself, but I'm challenging you. Start asking questions. Start answering a lot of questions. Like, where did this originate? What is it? And how do I protect my family, for starters? Is that okay?
It's perfect, man. I'll tell you what. And this is why, folks. This is why I'm so glad that we have Michael from Whole Tones, WholeTones.com. That's WholeTones.com. And I would urge everyone to go to WholeTones.com and take a look at all of the information there. And whether it's about stress relief or better sleep or energy, or even with respect to pets. And I've seen such a dramatic difference. I'm telling you. So, what Michael's created is this. Again, I call it a force multiplier. I call it something. It should be added to every prep, every, life out there, person's life out there. This is me saying this. And by the way, I'm not being paid to say this. Okay. This is not, I'm telling you, when I find something that works, if I'm excited about it, I like to share it, and that's what this is. So I hope that everyone takes this with the intent that it's that it's given, because I believe in this, and I've seen such a great increase in the quality of my life, the life of my pet, meaning Lady the studio dog, and Theo, her stepbrother from Eric's dog, and my wife, she's sleeping better. Even Eric the tech, I've been able to calm him down, through Whole Tones, but, that wasn't nice, Eric. I'm kidding. But see, this is why, as Christians and as conservative Christians, I think we should have, if you find something that works, let's share it and let's talk about it because, man, it's, with all the other crap out there, sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but with all the other junk out there, we need something in our life that could really balance this out. So I'm going to shut up now, but you are so right on the money. Man, you are right on the money.
Man, I'm so thankful for you in my life. All right, so you just mentioned the key word here, and obviously we share a very similar demographic, Doug, and one thing I can say unabashedly is that I am a believer, a lover of God, saved by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. No question about it. I never mince words about that at all in front of any audience. If someone doesn't like that, hey, it works for me. So with that being said, I want to talk about something before. I mean, we have plenty of time, so we can break down what I can do with what I've designed for you in your life that will definitely move a marker. But before, I want to set the stage for why. And the first why is that a lot of people don't understand that, as I mentioned before, from the beginning to the end, what this is really all amassed and become is a war over what? Frequency. Oh, yeah. From the very beginning of Genesis. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Oh, and it was good. So when God spoke, what happened? He filled the sonic spectrum of sound, the possibility of anything audible for not only humans, but for every living creature, animate or inanimate, objects, rocks, sand, mountains, everything moves by his voice because he's absolute power. So that's how frequency got started. I know a lot of people all the time, and I might understand frequency, but I didn't create it. And that's a big deal. A lot of guys talk about, oh, you're stealing my stuff, or they're my frequencies. It's like, no, God already had all the frequencies when he opened his mouth. He filled them. There's where the frequencies came from in our world, his mouth, his voice. And when he speaks and he exhausts all sonic sound or audio realm, guess what crosses over? Radio waves and into photonic energy is what we know as light. So when God speaks, light appears instantly. It can't help itself because it's just a harmonic of audio frequency. So once we leave our typical hertz range, get into megahertz, of course, into gigahertz, and we leave there, it turns into light. And what happens when we come into light? Well, what does the Bible say about God? First, it says his voice is like the sound of many waters. So there's the audio range. There's only one thing in nature that fills the entire spectrum of sound. It's Niagara Falls. Ah, isn't that interesting? Singing water makes you think of the voice of God because they both fill the audio spectrum. And then it gets better. Niagara Falls can't create light. The next step past there is radio wave, gamma wave, and then into the light realm. So next time you turn on light, you got to think, wow, that thing's really cooking. That's a fast frequency. It's faster than sound. The speed of light. That's where all guys, we could talk for hours. So anyway, here's my point. So now it gets to where it's light. And then you're reading the Bible about God. And it says he approaches an unapproachable white light. Well, when you exhaust all hues of harmonics of color, you end up with the summum bonum of perfect perfection and purity, which is white light, which is in a measurement that we don't really have accurate measurement of in any range. So now let's have fun. So the 144,000 in the book of Revelation, you didn't think we were going here, did you? But we have to. We've never done this together, Doug and I, ever, and it's important. So you have everybody from the Jehovah's Witnesses to some other sect or some other denomination saying, you know, well, our people are the 144,000. No, sorry. Thanks for playing, though. And most of those groups have over a million people anyway. So either it's going to be the biggest UFC match in the world where they all beat each other and see who's left at the 144,000 mark and then they move on. It's like that's how silly our thinking is, guys. Let's read what it says in Revelation 14:1. Then I looked and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. Now here's where the fun begins. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the roar of rushing waters and like a loud peal of thunder. And the sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. The sound. Mm. One thing we gather from the 144,000 real quick is they're musicians. They're not just any musicians. They're handpicked musicians from the hand of God. And they'll be playing their harps all right. But what's interesting is H-A-R-P will not be able to compete with H-A-R-P because when God's people are united and they start playing music and frequency in unison, the Bible's clear. There's not a power on the earth that can stand up against it. So we're wondering now, okay, well, what about 5G? Well, okay. 60 million gigahertz? Woo! That's definitely a force. But it's not a power. What's a power is whatever God empowers because he is the power. And so what could move markers like nothing else? Music merged with frequency. Properly tuned instruments, that do what? They have an effect on everything from a cellular, molecular standpoint. Actually, when something is harmonic, or let's put it a better way. Have you ever been somewhere where somebody, you're saying something and someone looks at you and go, I totally resonate with what you're saying. Well, they literally are. They're resonating with you. They're moving with you because you're saying something that they 100% believe and buy into. In the same way, music is like this. Music is math and math is music. It's about numbers and it's about balancing. And frequency is just how many times something vibrates per second. That's what it means. So what I did was relatively simple, but the reason that nobody got it is because they asked the wrong question. How many times, and my friends that are Christians, how many times have you asked God for something and he goes, it's not about the answer. So you're just asking the wrong question. Why? Because the Father wants you to seek things out. It's not just about spoon feeding you information. He said, I would not have you be ignorant. But part of not being ignorant is finding out, getting the truth, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many questions you have to ask, no matter how deep you have to dig. And so my question was, why? And I asked this at a music store. Why do you sell tuners that are calibrated to 440 hertz? Simple question, right? I asked that question 1,182 times in music stores all over the country and internationally. And you know what the answer was? Oh, this is epic. I don't know, dude. I don't know, dude. Just buy the tuner. I don't know, dude. Like, in other words, just shut up and buy the tuner. Isn't that what we're being told about everything, guys, right now? Just shut up and buy this. Buy into this.
Yeah.
No, have you ever met someone, Doug, that says, I would never sell out? Well, sometimes the ones that say they never sell out are the first ones that buy in.
Very well stated.
So that's my point. It's like, oh my gosh, guys, never let anybody rent space in your head and never let anybody close your mouth. You keep asking those questions because that question, why do you calibrate your tuner to 440 hertz, changed my life. It's changed Doug's life. It's changing people's lives in 176 nations as we speak right now, and it's about to change your life. Because the answer was provocative, and the answer was this. 440 hertz was being used in a nefarious reason in a time in history when some of us weren't even alive yet, during the occupation by the Nazis, German Nazis. And guess what? A guy named Joseph Goebbels had a great idea. I got to find a frequency that messes with people, and then I got to broadcast on it. Who thinks of this stuff? 440 hertz is the German radio beat. It was the same AM bandwidth that they used to spread all their propaganda through that part of the world. Isn't that amazing? And guess what else it has the wonderful characteristic of? It interrupts the circadian rhythm of the human body. What does that mean? Real simple. God created us in his epic genius with a bio clock. That bio clock tells each of our organs, eliminatory and functioning, what time they are supposed to detox on their own every night while you sleep. It's supposed to operate over an 8-hour span of time. And unfortunately, I never make that, but it's supposed to start at 10 and end at 4. I'm usually more like mine starts at 12 and goes to 6. I hope I get it done. Because, I mean, if I go to bed at 12 o'clock, I'm dancing. Usually it's 12:31. I'm a night owl. I'm a creator. But my point is this. Like some people go, how come at 3 o'clock in the morning I wake up every night? Well, it means that's a liver issue. Really? Yeah, that's when the liver detoxes. Isn't that awesome that God would create our body to where we can basically tell what's going on the clock tick? Well, Goebbels, I don't think his intelligence came from the guy that we love, God. I don't know where he got it, but it's nefarious. So his thought was this, hey, I got an idea. Let's interrupt the clock. Let's screw up the bio clock. And let's do it with all of these Jewish peoples that we're already torturing anyway. And just see what happens. I got it. Got it. Hey, Mengele, let's try this experiment. Let's keep blasting these people with 440 hertz and let's see if it induces insomnia. And if it does, let's see how long it can last. Well, their experiment was a giant success for them. They basically found out how to keep these beautiful Jewish people that were incarcerated by them in concentration camps without sleep for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, till they went crazy, of course. So, what a question. Where did that come from? Hey, how come you guys calibrate to 440? Well, 440, my friends, is what most of America tunes their music to and most countries, but other countries tune to decent frequency. But Canada and the United States were the ones that bought into the 440. And so that's why the tuners at the music store that you buy, unless you can change the calibration on them yourself, are automatically tuned to 440 hertz. So music is beautiful. I love music. But if it's tuned to 440 hertz, guess what it is? It's an interruptus to your bio clock, to your circadian rhythm. And guess what the circadian rhythm really, really has kind of control of with your pineal gland? Sleep.
Sleep indeed. You got it.
70 million people in America right now while we're talking are suffering with some type of sleeping disorder. That's 70% of Americans are now dealing with some kind of sleeping disorder. Doug?
Hmm? No. See, it ain't so.
It's impossible. So
there it is.
I sent Doug one a long time ago, right after I finished making it.
Yep.
And I had a theory, and that's all it was. You know, it was a theory. I had a theory that if I could, well, first of all, when do we sleep the best? When we're the most innocent? When are we the most innocent? And when don't we know all of the crap that's going on in the world? And when aren't we freaked out? When we're babies. When we're fresh and we yep. come into this world before we know how messed up it is, right?
That's right.
That's when we really sleep. And what's one of the other components of the sleep? Our moms, our beautiful mothers. My mother used to hold me to her chest and she used to sing lullabies over me and I would go limp. And now I know why, because I was picking up the vibration when she would sing from her body, from her abdomen, from her heart. From that volcanic heart that would rather die than to let anything happen to me. And she would sing these love songs over me, these lullabies over me until I fell asleep, which didn't take very long. And I thought, if I can recreate this, if I can create the proper frequency with music and get it on a device and put it on the bedside of somebody's, you know, bed, this could revolutionize insomnia and help people sleep and wake up feeling refreshed. It was just a theory, but it was a good one. So I went for it and created this thing called Whole Tones to Sleep. Whole Tones to Sleep is one of the most amazing things for your life. You know, listen, and I know Doug has one that he uses. Your bed is a big deal. Like, I don't just talk about myself. I talk about everything that's important. I recently got my mother a bed. She'd had that same mattress probably for 15 years, and she had horrible backaches, and she always had her head behind her hand, and she was always having shoulder issues, right? So I said, Mom, how long have you had your bed? Oh, I don't know, about 15 years. I said, Mom, the bed is dead. The bed is dead. That thing, that's a taco. That's a hammock. We got to get rid of it. So I bought her a new bed, sent it to her. Within 3 or 4 days, she goes, my lower back pain's gone. Then a week later, my shoulder pain's gone. Guys, we spend most of our lives in those things. You can't afford to sleep on a taco, and you can't afford not to have something to help you sleep if you're struggling with sleep. Recently, my father-in-law went for his second sleep examination. Now, track with me, okay? There are reasons why people have sleep apnea, okay? But 2 or 3 tests, and let me ask you this. How many good sleepers do we have today? There's some good sleepers out there. When you go in for these sleep tests, you're in a foreign bed. I travel a lot. Doug travels.
Yep.
How does it feel the first night your wife's not with you and you're in a hotel bed? A little foreign. Well, add insult to injury. They hook you up to a bunch of electronic wires, right? And pads on your body. They go, now you have a good night's sleep. And we're going to see how you slept tonight. I mean, I wouldn't sleep at all if I had, like, I roll over sometimes. I got wires. It's not there. It's a foreign bed. Somebody else slept there. Maybe there's bed bugs. I know it sounds phobic, but just for conversation.
And then they got people watching you.
And then they're watching you, and they're monitoring you, and then they're saying that is the proof of truth of how you really sleep. No, it's not. So how do we fix it? We do the normal things first. We get a bed that's good. A good mattress. Secondly, we don't drink anything after 10 p.m. at night because you're going to wake up and pee. Third, lights out. No light rooms. You want to have darkening shades. And finally, you want to lower your thermostat at night 2 degrees. from the rest of the house. If you're at 75, lower your bed to 73. Have it turned back on at 6 or 7 or whatever you want. But ultimately, your brain says, okay, I like these things, but I want something else. What do you want, brain? I want something that's sustainable. What do you want? I want a frequency that makes me feel safe and turns my brain off so I'm not thinking about how to change the world, or I'm not thinking about all the stuff I heard on the Hagman show that's freaking me out, and I'm not thinking about all of the conspiracy theory and things that exist on the world. I just want to shut my brain off. And right now, I just talked to about 90% of you. Mm-hmm. Everybody I talk to does what? They go, if I could just shut my brain off, if I could just click a switch and that thing would shut off, I could sleep like a baby. But you're not. And you let me know when you need to take a break so I can let you up for air, my dear friend, because I want to hit that one thing real quick we talked about last time.
Sure. We can blow through, or we've got about 3 minutes to the top of the hour break.
Okay. All right. Well, let's end with this one, and then we'll move on into the you know, the nuts and bolts of everything. So just think about this. So what if there's – I always say let's look outside of our aperture. This is what the news media is telling you. Just look at this. Look at this. Only look over here. Look over here. Look over here. But over here is bioweapons, frequency wars, all this stuff out here. In the same way, let's think about bigger thinking. Okay, Doug, what's existing outside of our Earth, between the ionosphere and the planet of our the surface of the planet? Guess what? The Schumann resonance.
Oh, yeah.
The Schumann resonance is supposed to be 7.83, which is, oh, by the design of God, the rested state of the alpha state of the human brain, 7.83. Long story short, we haven't seen 7.83 in 4 years. So everybody's brains are overtaxed, and that's why everybody's saying the same thing. I can't sleep at night because I can't stop thinking. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to show you what you can do about that. I can't change the whole world, but I can certainly change the space where you live and sleep.
And you do so with such effectiveness. Folks, I cannot tell you. I can't do justice to what Michael Holtones.com has done for us, our family, and so many people of you I've heard from, and I want to say thank you to those I've heard from. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report. My special guest, Michael Turrell from Holtones.com, Holtones, WHOLETONES, Holtones.com. And you know what? If you use Hagman, you'll get the promo code Hagman at checkout, $10 off of your order. And I'll tell you something. If not for yourself, for your wife or your husband, or that special person in your life, your mom, your dad, whatever, both of them, and even your best furry friend, this is the best thing you can do, in my view, right now, facing everything. Go to Holtones.com and use Hagman as the promo code to get $10 off your order. And folks, do so. Do it, please. And this is from me. Seriously, I'd consider it a personal favor because I want to see you healthy and walking around. Remember, right back. Network break. Stay right where you're at.
The mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Stand by. Doug and Joe will be back shortly.
Welcome back to the Hagman Report. The Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Folks, boy, I just hope you really listened to that first hour, because Michael Turrell from WholeTones.com, to me, is one of the most intelligent people I know. I got to tell you that. I mean, and in terms of frequency, he knows that of which he speaks. And in terms of restorative frequency and things that help you and me in practical everyday life, that this is a guy. And I'll tell you something. If I got a question about frequency, if I even have a question about sleep, I'll pick up the phone and call him. This is the guy. And we are so lucky to have him. I'm so lucky to have him right now. WholeTones.com. Use promo code Hagman for $10 off your order. If you're not, if you don't, after today, tonight's broadcast, if you don't pick at the end of the show or tomorrow, if you don't order this, I don't know what to tell you. Because I think everyone, this should be in every listener's home. I really believe that. There's kind of two things here. The sleep and then the pets. But they're overlapping. So, I don't want to take any more time away from Michael with that. WholeTones.com, Hagman promo code. Remember that. Program description box at Hagman Report Live. By the way, all of the links are in the program description boxes at HagmanReportLive.com. That's where you go for the show information, HagmanReportLive.com. And not to, you know what, folks, do me a favor too. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are just using the algorithms there to promote this platform. All right, with that, Michael, it's all yours, brother. It's all yours.
Wow, the first hour.
It was great.
I never say this. I'm not like one of those like carpetbagger hawker guys, you know, like the Scandinavian snowball ring and the Propio pocket fisherman. I'm not one of those, you know, infomercial guys, but I will say, call a friend right now, text a friend right now and say, get on the Hagman show. There's a crazy long-haired guy that's just blowing truth right here, right now. So we started the whole hour.
Wait a second. You know, crazy. I got to tell you this. Folks, do you know how old Michael is? I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but except he's like 92. Okay.
I'm going to tell him right now. This came off my cake. That's all I'm going to say. This came off my cake. 60 years blessed and loved. My wife still loves me.
Does he look that old? Nah, man. I'm telling you.
I don't feel that old either. But there it is. Proof positive. 60 years blessed and loved.
Wow. when he told me that, I thought, no, you know, no. All right, seriously, I was thinking like 45, 48 maybe. I don't know. What am I thinking? All right. All yours.
All right. Well, so in the first hour.
Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. It was, you know, it's when you feel good, it's cool. Yeah. You know, if you're 60 and, you know, and you're bent over and you're taking a lot of medication and whatever, it's not cool. Feel great. You know, I think it's a number like everything else, frequency, everything else. You know? Yep. Right. So. Back to where we kind of left off. The first hour we talked a little bit about what's pressing on everyone's mind right now, which is the coronavirus, and rightly so. And this definitely would be like you know, food for you to think about watching that first hour again. We went into some deep places, but the point is that what if it's not a virus? What if it's a frequency? What if it's a sound weapon? Huh? Why do these people have empty lungs when they supposedly have pneumonia, but they don't have any fluid, which is what pneumonia is all about? Pneumo. Interesting. So food for thought. But we morphed through our conversation and we had a great time talking about everything from a possible pandemic to the Book of Revelation. You got to see it. But moving on, now we're going to get into the nuts and bolts about my lane in life and what I do. And I work with frequency, and I work with frequency to help people overcome obstacles in their lives. First and foremost, stress, anxiety, and lack of sleep. And now pets, which we're going to get to probably in, you know, halfway through the show. But right now I just want to talk about something that all of us are using it Doug, his family, my family, everybody on my team. And I think somewhere now around, I don't know, probably 30, 40,000, 100,000 people in 176 nations, which is a little unit, and it's called Whole Tones to Sleep. And you say, what the heck is this alien device? It's so simple, but it's so powerful. First of all, a super high-end speaker, because I'm a sound freak, and so it's got to sound great. Secondly, its own amplifier that doesn't have any EMFs whatsoever. Ooh, that's good too. Third, it has all the music embedded on an SD card. And notice where the lights are. They're on the bottom, so you never see them at night.
Music, play mode.
And that's my voice, so you better like me, because it's on when it comes on. So, and so then, so my point is that this is basically your one-stop sleeping solution for every night, especially those of you that have like any kind of, you know, problem falling asleep at night, turning your brain off at night. This is for the 70 million people in our country that are suffering from some sort of sleeping disorder right now. And I created Whole Tones of Sleep because I was an insomniac. Can you imagine? You know, I was a rock and roll musician for years. I played 4 45-minute sets a night. I was on the road. I'd get to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, for a while, my circadian rhythm was so messed up that I didn't know what time it was. I just knew people were leaving the hotel to go to work, and I was just getting to bed. And so I had wished that back then I had this. All that we had back then was static and an old television, and you put a blanket over the TV and turn it to an empty channel. Because why? Because your brain wants to tune into something at night, doesn't it? It wants. Some people wear earplugs. That's terrible for you, believe it or not. It's really bad for your hearing and your ear canal because it causes you to create more wax, but that's another story. What your brain's looking for is a frequency. What it's looking for is something that says, hey, you're loved, you're appreciated, you're safe. And that's what a lullaby is. And that's what happened to me. And that's when I had that aha moment. And I want to challenge everybody listening to you. Some of you guys have really great ideas. And you've often wondered, why couldn't I ever make this happen? Well, sometimes delays are not denials. I had this information for years. I didn't know when to do something with it. Maybe the time for you is now. But it starts with a question, and eventually the question gets answered. My question for Whole Tones of Sleep was, when did I sleep the best? When was I carefree? Recently, not so much, right? But when I was a baby, I didn't know about pandemics or wars or rumors of wars or fighting or that everybody didn't love everybody or that this is a crazy place. There's, you know, sound smog and pollution from the air. I didn't know any of that. I was just a baby. I was just happy to be here. And I remember my mother picking me up every day when it was nap time at grandma's, and she would put me on her chest and she would sing. And when she would sing, you know, your diaphragm and your stomach chest vibrates, of course, which also stimulates your vagus nerve, which is a whole nother awesome thing about singing. So if you can't sing, you can't carry a tune in a bucket, sing anyway. It's good for you. So my mom's holding me to her chest and she's singing these lullabies over me. Where do lullabies come from? They come from your heart. A mom, and I'm talking to moms mostly probably today, you do anything for your kids. You would. And that's translated through frequency. Love is the most powerful frequency on the universe. And when you sing into a child, their whole body picks it up and they go to sleep because guess what? I'm safe. I'm secure. It's okay to turn my brain off. I can rest. So with that in mind, I created Whole Tones of Sleep as a completely self-contained, chargeable speaker that you can put by the side of your bed that lulls you to sleep every night. And I want to talk a little bit about this because one thing I love about your listeners, Doug, is that they're science people a lot, and they want to know, how do I know that this works? Where's the truth? So I spent the money to get research done in a gold standard national sleep study that was conducted at the University of Jacksonville, Florida, by Dr. Heather Hasenblas. And it was electronically monitored, so no shenanigans, no fudging the numbers. And we found out that 100% of the participants reported improvement in at least one sleep quality item compared to the control condition, which was no music at all when they sleep. Secondly, fell asleep faster. 66% or two-thirds of the participants' ability to fall asleep within 30 minutes of going to bed improved while listening to Whole Tones. Sleep longer. That's what I want. sleep longer. Mm. And let me tell you, with that 60, that nice little birthday icon I showed you, it's harder to sleep as you get older. And weird things happen. Your nose gets bigger and so do your ears. It's a lot of fun getting old, kids. So the point is it's harder to sleep and you don't eat as much food either, do you?
No.
Things change. Things change. I don't eat like I used to have a hollow leg. Now I eat small portions. And when I sleep, sometimes I wake up or I sleep 6 hours when I need eight. And that's why making whole tones of sleep has changed my life, because the older I got, the less I slept. So stay asleep. 58% of people less likely to wake up in the middle of the night or early morning. That's colossal, because like I said, due to one thing, age also, you wake up in the middle of the night, either you drank water or something else too late at night, and you got to get up and pee. It's just part of aging, but there's actually something now that can help you. I don't wake up in the middle of the night anymore to go to the unless I drink a ton of water too late at night. That's it. Also, the sleep longer, 61% said they slept longer with whole tones. Wake up happy. Okay. In this world that we live in, with everything I've talked to you about, including the interruption of the circadian rhythm in our country and people not getting to get to the alpha state, don't you want to wake up happy? Maybe you're asking the question right now, Michael, do you wake up happy every morning? I have a great wife and a dog that sleeps in the room with us, so that's a good start.
That's the best. If I can interject one thing, waking up happy. I said this before. There's that, folks, you know that when you first wake up, there's that period of bliss, right? Where, it's like, oh, okay, I'm just kind of waking up. And, and you're not thinking of what you've got to do today or what happened last night. There's that period of, if you could bottle that or extend that. But I learned, and this is, I have to say that really, I didn't realize this until after I was using whole tones to sleep. This extends that period of blissfulness for me. I don't know, that period of time where you're just happy. I can't explain it. And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, yeah, I got to be in court today. Oh yeah, I forgot taxes are due. But you know what? That sleep that you got powers you up for that day. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
But the happy is from endorphin release. We know that. We know that in the gym. And by the way, I'm always 100% honest with you guys. I used to be in the gym 3 times a day. I've traveled so much this year, I haven't been in the gym in probably 3 or 4 months. But when I do, I notice a huge difference when I go to the gym and I do an hour and a half workout and some cardio. My goodness, I feel like I'm floating when I get out of there because of endorphins. Same thing happens if you get a full night of sleep. When you wake up in the morning, that blissful state that Doug talked about, that's when I write to you. That's when I write my emails first thing in the morning because I feel energized and happy. So one of the big deals about that is that if you take most of the stuff that's going on in our world to heart right now, you're hardly ever happy. Yeah. Is that God's will for your life? Absolutely not. I wish above all things that you would what? He wants you to be happy. He wants you to prosper, even as your soul prospers. What's your soul? Thought, will, emotions. So during the night, when you're in a subconscious state, if you really are out, like getting REM sleep, God's helping you. Your bio clock is working. Your circadian rhythm is on point. And part of that is, guess what? Hormonal balance, especially my women friend listening today that are struggling with that in midlife. It's horrible. My wife went through that. But your hormones get balanced. And guess what? Your pineal gland and also endorphins, right? The difference between having too much cortisol and the right amount would be how many endorphins you release, which makes you happy, happy. So when you wake up happy, guess what else happens? Then you go to the next marker. 66% of the people were less stressed the following day after listening to whole tones. Hey, I'm all in right there, because stress is a killer. You could actually have physical things happen to your body, symptoms of other things that you don't actually even have from having way too much stress because of what? Cortisol imbalance, for starters. Secondly, as a man thinketh, so he is. So if you start believing nonsense, right? If you start letting things come into your mind that aren't a truth, and you start believing them until they become a truth to you, then guess what happens? You can manifest junk in your body that's phantom. It's not really actually a sickness, but you make yourself sick. People can make themselves sick. I've seen it time and time again. And finally, healthier sleep. Yes, please. 69% of the study participants had improved integrated sleep recovery, which means participants experienced vastly improved sleep patterns, resulting in more restful and efficient sleep. So the bottom line is I can now legally say, yay, Doug, I can make claims now. Listening to whole tones of sleep music before and during nighttime sleep is a simple and effective way to improve your sleep quality and daytime mood and productivity. In other words, fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed. That's whole tones to sleep in a nutshell. Doug, could you throw up that the shot of the website again so they can see?
There it is.
There it is.
I got to tell you. And you know what? You didn't even have to go through that trial. You could just ask my neighbor. I'm telling you, everyone I know, personally has really validated any claims you want to make. I mean, the claims about how well this works. It really, I mean, everyone I know. So, but anyway, there it is. Wholetones.com, by the way. Yeah. Hagman for 10% off at the promo code Hagman. Wholetones.com. Wholetones.com. There it is right there on the lower third of your screen, wholetones.com. Hagman for $10 off. Ah, good stuff, wow. Man.
And one of the things that people don't realize is and having a low price on something that's therapeutic actually makes people skeptical. You would think it would be the other way around, Doug. And so I worked my tuckus off trying to get – I want to get these to everybody. I'm working on JW Marriott, getting them in hotel rooms right now. I want everybody to have a chance of having 1 8-hour time where they're out and they feel great the next day. Then it's proof positive. You don't have to ask any more questions, right? So when I talked to doctors about it and people that also carry this in their office, they said, why are you selling it so cheap? And this isn't a sales job. I'm telling you the truth. People are funny. If I would have charged $400 for this, I probably would have sold a lot more of them because people think, well, it's a $400 machine. Well, it's actually a priceless machine, but you're not going to spend a priceless price on it because I was able to broker huge deals by buying in bulk, and I designed it myself. So with that being said, that's what I try to do. But a lot of times, as you know, I mean, my goodness, your best intentions sometimes if people take an opposite spin on it, they think, well, what could a $99 do? Well, you know what? I know $200 eye creams at Saks Fifth that claim they take away crow's feet and bags, and I never seen it happen once. But people keep plunking down that $200 because it's not $49 Pond's cream. It's some magic potion. So what I did is create a magic potion and put it in a box that you can get for about $100 that will move a marker in your life, and it's guaranteed to do it. So that way, if you get it and don't like it, you just set it back. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than that. So whole tones of sleep in a nutshell, fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake up feeling like you used to, like you have a purpose and you're excited about being here. And you'll get a lot done, man, and you'll create amazing things when you have that kind of energy when you wake up in the morning. So I want to challenge you guys to give it a shot. I'd like to, if it's okay with you, I'd like to maybe read a couple things that people have written in about it, and then we can move on. Is that okay?
So, I'll tell you what, if you don't, I will. So you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let me read a couple, and then you tell a couple, okay? Is that all right?
Sure. They're in my office, but I can run and get
I like them. That even better. Yeah, I got time. I'll start right now. And these are from real people that are not paid, guys, for their testimonies. These are people that want me to tell you and whitelist and send me the check off the box. Please use this. So I'm going to. I have to admit I was skeptical at first. My son has panic attacks and anxiety. Most often it's at night. I put the two sleep player in his room before bed on a night when he was feeling super anxious. It wasn't 5 minutes before he was completely out. I could not believe it. The kid that sweats in panic went to sleep with ease. I wish I would have had this a year ago, Michael. It would have prevented many sleepless nights for him and for myself. Love, Macon. My mother has dementia and lots of trouble sleeping. I bought the two sleep player. We literally plugged in the player, turned it on, and within 5 to 10 minutes, she was falling asleep sitting up. Denise E. I loaned, this sounds like your story, Doug. I loaned my two sleep to my sister and it changed her life. It helped her sleep through the night. Anne Margaret, not the movie star. Now here's what I want to say before I unleash the Doug. So if like people think that, you know, I am a little aloof, you know, there's a fine line between genius and insanity. So here is my insane moment. Every time I create a musical project, I always have what we call a listening party. So I invite, you know, I invite 20 or 30 people to come over and hear it before anybody else does, right? So I just finished Whole Tones of Sleep, and my wife and I, we catered some food in, and we had probably about 15 people come over for a listening party. So Doug already knows what happened. So I turn on the music, and I look around the room, and within 5 minutes, everybody's leaned back in their chair with their mouth open, catching flies, snoring. And my wife just looks at me, and she goes, the party's over, Mike. And I just started laughing because she goes, what do you want to do? And I said, let them sleep. I never, ever stop people from sleeping. They slept about 30 minutes, and I woke them up, and I said, okay, the food's ready. You guys eat and get out of here. That's the end of the listening party. So anyway, Doug, what do you got?
Well, you know what? I just pulled out two here, and I'm just going to paraphrase. One from, you know what? These are both from women. I think all yours were from women too, right? I don't know.
Well, women care, and women stay home and watch us, and women are interested and passionate about what we do. And guys, honestly, a lot of times they're at work or, you know, it's just like church. When there's a prayer meeting, 90% of the people there are women.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this one from Bernadette W. out of Connecticut. She's got horses. And this, I want to reference this because it's a little different. I play it in my barn and the horses, wow, what a difference. The horses are, calm. Thank you for turning me on to Whole Tones. I will be, Well, she's your biggest fan. That's Bernadette W. from Connecticut.
My God.
So whatever you're doing so this affects horses too, in addition to people.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll hold on. We'll hold the pets for a second because Linda R. from Ohio said, you've convinced me. Not only do I sleep better, but my husband sleeps better. My two dogs sleep. There's the dogs again. Animals. My two dogs sleep better. We have not been this restful, well, ever. And that's Linda R. from, Sandusky, Ohio. So there you go. So
Sandusky.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and I, you know what? If my wife was here, I'd bring her down and I'd say, you know, hey, speak. Well, no, I did wouldn't say that. Sorry. I'd have her because she sleeps a whole lot better. And you know, she used to get up like 3-4 times a night. I mean, it was just, and it was so incredible. So this has helped her as well. And even Eric the tech, he's nodding back there saying, yeah, this helps him. So we're believers, brother. We are believers and users. And I would urge everyone out there. And did I tell you wholetones.com? That's wholetones.com. Yep. Promo code Hagman for $10 off. And you know, you were saying about the price real quick. I did an investigation in upstate New York, and there was a bar that would serve fresh shrimp. I mean, you know, big, plump, fresh shrimp and cocktail sauce. And the price was like, I mean, really reasonable, like $7.90. I mean, you could not, it's like, how do they do that? Okay. Fresh shrimp, big, huge honking shrimp. And it wasn't selling. So she was tossing like a lot of seafood away that she couldn't give away. And then for whatever reason, she downsized the shrimp. Up the price, and all of a sudden they were selling like, you know, you couldn't believe. So she, and this is an investigation about something else, but she said, you know, I just don't understand people, but, neither do I. So there you have it.
Oh.
So, that price is just fantastic, by the way.
Well, you know, if your heart is true, you want, I mean, obviously, seriously, when was the last time you went to the dentist and he said, hey, you know what? I think I'm just going to do a root canal and then put in a partial and whatever for free. Or I'm going to put in these replacement teeth, or come on.
Yeah.
I mean, but my heart is I can't give these away, but I sure want to make them as affordable. The more I can get them in the hands of that 70 million people that can't sleep, the better off everyone's going to be.
And knowing the little I know about this, I didn't mean to overtalk you or interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Knowing the little I know, I don't know how you are staying in business given the cost of production and plus all of your time. And I don't know how. So I would take advantage of this before you change your mind. Don't change your mind. Yeah, go ahead. But
can I tell you?
Yeah.
Honestly, with that, and I'm not blowing smoke, people like you, you want to know why? Because I've been annihilated by social media. Yep. Facebook came against me with a vengeance. I got shadow banned. They shut down, you know. I mean, you try to do something good in the world, and then, you know, if pharmaceutical companies are paying for their advertisement or paying, you know, paying them what they need, then anybody like, you know, my friend's Truth About Cancer or other people that are moving markers, they're shutting them down, pulling them down, limiting their reach to where if you have, you know, 50,000 people on Facebook that 200 are getting your message. And so it's people like you. And that's why we do stuff together, is because you can get noise it abroad from your broadcast, and your people that listen to you are the same demographic of the Holtonians. We're like one big family, and we got to help each other share these messages, because you're never, just like the truth, you're never going to hear it in mainstream ever. I mean, believe me. However, I will tell you this, and this is something you don't know yet, Doug. You know what my heart is, animals, but my big, huge, you know, like you say, honking passion is veterans.
Oh,
our
wow,
men and women. Oh, it makes me cry. Are the men and women that would fight for us, yep, and take a chance of losing their lives for people they never met and will never meet, is a phenomena. And it's kind of like what Christ said, when a man would willingly lay down his life for a friend. Well, we can't even say we're friends. They don't know us, and they're willing to lay down their lives. So when they come back scrambled eggs with PTSD or TBIs, the biggest thing in the world for me is anything you want. I'll donate money, time, anything I could do. But guess what? God always outgives when you want to give. What I didn't realize is the number one problem with these guys coming back from, guys and gals coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, is insomnia. So guess what? I gave a bunch of these away, and I was at an event called the Conclave of Warriors down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I met Green Berets. I met some of the SEAL Team 6 guys. I met people that are such epic, like Marvel superhero, men that have done things that none of us would ever do or could ever do. And I gave them all a unit, and we were staying in the same hotel. Guess what? The next day, a bunch of them missed the first session in the morning. You know why?
Yeah.
I had a guy that had arms bigger than my head hug the life out of me, and he goes, "I slept a straight eight, bro. I slept a straight eight last night. I haven't slept a straight eight in 2 years. Thank you. God bless you." And he sent me a picture with the whole Tones of Sleep unit on his stomach, and he was out cold. And I'm like, well, guess what? Now we're finding out that guys that have traumatic brain injuries and people that come back with PTSD, guess what? This is helping unscramble their eggs and get them a good night's sleep. And that is priceless. So that was the big takeaway for me. I had no idea. Actually, I'm actually doing a conference in Orlando this week, Doug, for veterans again, because I've been assimilated by him now, because that magic guy makes me sleep. And if boy, what a great thing to hear from our soldiers.
Amen. And thank you for doing that on behalf of everyone here. And thank you, because that you're right. I mean, look, they don't know us. They go out and they put their lives on the line, and for the country, for us, for our freedoms, and for us to be able to do what we do. And my goodness, what, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking care of them in that respect. I really appreciate that.
Thank God that I get to. I mean, it's an honor. And what's amazing is the people that are being celebrated in our country right now are the ones that don't do anything for anyone but themselves. Mm-hmm. And the guys and gals that are doing everything for all of us selflessly are the ones that are always being dummied down and passed over by the left and made to look like, you know, that they're useless warriors or whatever. It's, you know, the new wrong is right. You know, I said something that is epic, and it's still epic to me, is you can't make sense out of nonsense, Doug, and you'll break something trying, because nonsense means it never possessed sense in the first place. It's just a narrative.
That's right.
So yep. Guess what? Can we move on to our furry friends?
We can, right after I mentioned that I like to be referred to as a Holtonian. Holtonians.
Family.
Holtonian. I'm now a Holtonian. So if I'm asked what my, lineage is, I'll just say Holtonian. Okay. Yes. Let's move on to,
You just made me like, so they're talking about, I am a little bit of a rebel, but with a cause. Okay. When the next, they're going to do another census pretty soon and they're going to ask me my nationality, I'm going to put Holtonian on there.
Let's do it, man. Let's all do it. I love it because they're going to look at that and say, yeah.
So right now they tell us every day that we can identify as a different gender or a different religion or whatever every day if we want to,
Sure.
But they want hard copy truth whenever they fill out the census. And boy, they probably won't be getting it from this guy. So anyway, that's good. My census will be I'll probably post it online because it'll be so funny. It'll make you guys cry. So anyway, moving on.
Yes.
Let's talk about our furry friends because we know that you love dogs as much or more than I do. And cats and parrots and ferrets. In fact, all of God's living creatures. You mentioned horses.
I did.
I was shocked to find out that Holtowns for Pets has no boundaries when it comes to living creatures. I mean, whether it's horses, cats, dogs, parrots, ferrets, mice, you name it, they go bonkers over this frequency. And I want to talk to you a little bit about it before I actually show you the machine, because the machine is near and dear to my heart because I designed it. And I designed it, I will say, mostly for women, because it seems like women are the ones that always care. And I don't mean that guys don't. Obviously I'm a guy. I'm not gonna diss my brotherhood. But I'm just telling you that it's interesting that our demographic is predominantly what we would call my age, middle-aged women. Dr. Oz's is too. Yours is too.
Yep.
Home Shopping Network and QVC is too. So that means that people say, oh, they're women, just stay home. No, women don't just stay home. Women were working their brains out. And women that work the hardest are called moms. And they do a job that no man could ever do. Believe me, I know, because my mom raised me. I know better. So my point is that if I'm going to do something, I know who's really interested in it. All the bloggers, all the PR people in New York, they're all women. I've never met a guy yet that does that. Everybody that is interested in Holtowns calls me as a woman, wants to know more about it. Smart enough to have all of the topics of the day and whatever. Guys just put their heads down and work sometimes, and that's a good thing too. We need it both. So Holtowns for Pets, what in the world happened? Where did it come from? How did you come up with this thing? Well, I can honestly tell you that a 12-year-old had a great idea. And this 12-year-old recorded one of my frequencies on a little hand recorder and went into the SPCA in South Dakota and opened the door and everybody, it's a cacophony of dog insanity. And he closed the door and he turned my music on and opened the door, total silence, not one yip, yap, or bark, nothing. So just happened, coincidence, that the regional director of the SPCA happened to be in the office that day. And she said, what did you just do? And he said, my friend has this music and dogs and cats like it. Well, I didn't know they liked it yet. I had an idea they did because of my dog, but I wasn't 100% yet sure. So she said, okay, oh, no music off again. He opens the door. Dogs are back at their best. Just rah, 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 boop, 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 boop. And so they go, okay, go back outside, turn the music on and come on in. Does it? Dead silence. She said, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Well, the little boy's dad called me and said, hey, Cedric brought this thing in today to the SPCA and it shut up the whole place like the dogs didn't even bark. So I had already realized that my dog coming from Abaco Island, many of you guys remember Abaco in the news when the hurricane hit them this year and just devastated, the island is gone. I mean, there's nothing left of it. So that's where our first dog came from and that's where our new dog came from. Ziva, the wonder dog, and she, when we got her, was petrified of rainstorms, thunder, lightning, 4th of July fireworks, sudden noises, and separation anxiety. So much so, when we got this dog, Doug, I never told you the story, I put a leash and a collar on her, and she laid down. And I thought, oh, okay. I said, let's go for a walk. Nothing. Finally, I had to like lift up her front paws and get her back. Like, I was kind of like a wheelbarrow for a while, like baby steps to the door. And then one day she just started walking with me and panting and like she was having fun, but she was so afraid of everything. She couldn't even walk. And, so I left the music playing during a bad storm, not because I thought anything, but because I forgot to turn it off.
Right.
And Lil and I went out and we came back and it was just lightning galore. And Ziva was asleep in her bed, curled up in a little ball. And I remember thinking about that was odd, but I didn't put two and two together for two more times. And then Lillian said, honey, we need to leave this music on all the time when we're gone because she never freaks out when we come back and she's not afraid of storms anymore. So after I worked with many, many dogs, then I went to the cats. And guess what? Guess how cats respond? Same way in peace, but cats, as you would imagine, when they hear that music, they start rubbing their heads on the player or the computer or wherever you play the music. And when you turn it off, they start pacing back and forth, like, turn that back on. I want my music. and they are so like focused on it. Like dogs just do dog stuff. They just keep going around, but they're peaceful. The cat just got to be near the unit. They want to be there with it. And so anyway, Whole Tones for Pets was born in a really cool way. And I'll tell you quickly what it was. I knew that devices worked. And I also knew that I didn't want to put a rechargeable battery in this. And you go, why? Because you don't need it. And guess what? The rechargeable battery, just so everybody knows, it's the most expensive part of any kind of a Bluetooth speaker or any kind of listening device is a rechargeable. So I made this a fixed, good old AC adapter. And I was able to do what by that? Give you the same quality of all my other players, same construction, same shell for $49.95. Now, you might not think that's a lot until you think of this. The only other product that was ever offered on Amazon was called the Thunder Jacket. The Thunder Jacket was a compression suit for your dog. It failed miserably. They had the thought that during that kind of thunder, lightning, and everything, that if they had a compression, you know, like a sweater on, that it would make them feel good. My dog hated it. They had a huge return. They were only about 40%, you know, they work for about 40% of the dogs. We're in the high 80s to 90% effective with all animals right now. And the reason is simple. There's a specific frequency that I have in this player that absolutely is like, it's like I'd say that it's like the bark of the dog and the cat's meow. They absolutely love this. And if you notice, let me put it a little closer. You got all kinds of little, do you see them? Cats and dogs, birds, a horse right there, you know, and it's brown, girls. I got this whole idea from like Gucci. I like, oh, thank you for putting that up there. I thought, you know what? If I could package this too in a way where it's just cute and obviously it's steel construction. It lasts a lifetime. No battery to replace. You just plug it in, turn it on, leave it. It does have a timer. If you want to leave it on for an hour for some reason or whatever, but if you push that button on and walk away, go to work, do whatever you do, it'll play until you come home and turn it off. And that dog will have a companion all day long to keep him, her company. And that gives that frequency of vibes in the house all the time. It says, I'm okay. I'm at peace. They still feel like somebody's there, guys. And that's the kicker for separation anxiety in pets. They want to feel a frequency in the room with them. And when you take your frequency or you and your husband, children leave the house, there's a void and an absence of energy. Simple, scientific. But when you leave the frequency on all you're gone, it's like the old days when you would leave a sock or, you know, a shirt or something you wore with your dog in their bed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they could at least smell, you know, their limbic system could, smells like my owner. The only thing better is to have a living presence feeling while that dog, cat, parrot, or ferret is home while you're gone. And then you come home to a dog that's not having separation, anxiety, fear. And you know what? Just like us, if dog's stressed, it can hurt them. Cat hurt them, can affect their health. And here's the final thing. Sometimes a dog or cat is stressed out from your stress. You didn't think of that, did you?
Oh.
Sometimes you transfer. Dogs and cats are the most sensitive animals. Cats get a bad rap. They're very sensitive. Cats and dogs are very sensitive. And you know what they do? They love you so much that they'll take your stress. They'll take whatever garbage that comes off of you. They'll take it. They'll carry it. So sometimes if you have an anxious dog, maybe you fight with your wife a lot in the house. Have you ever had a fight? and you watch the dog get up and walk away, why do you think he's walking away? Because dogs are smarter than us. And they know a bad vibe when they hear one and they're out of here. In the same way, if you can produce a loving frequency that makes them feel happy and leave it with them while you're gone, oh my gosh, the implications are fantastic. You can come home to a happy dog. And you're also more cognizant now from what I just said that, listen, we have the power of life and death in our tongue. We have to be careful how we talk to our spouses. We have to be careful how we talk to everyone. We have to be careful about how we talk to ourselves, what we believe about ourselves, how our self-talk. You can't cut yourself down. You're an amazing creation. You're magnificent. And that's not being cocky or arrogant or narcissistic. That's what God said in Psalm 139. He said, there's nothing like you. You're one of a kind. That's what I believe about me. And that's why I wake up happy in the morning. That's why my doggie's happy, because she's loved. My wife and I adore her. We try not to fight with each other because we know what that frequency does in the house. And we leave whole tones for pets on when we leave. And we come home to a crazy, happy, waggy-tailed dog every time. So, guys, that's what I wanted to tell you about whole tones for pets, is that this is the only thing that I know of right now that can absolutely annihilate stress, separation anxiety, fear of sudden noise, fireworks, 4th of July fireworks, storms, lightning, and thunder. This is the only thing that I know of right now that can help your dog, cat, parrot, or ferret not have a life full of stress.
I have to say, this really works in my experience. Just share a very quick story. When I went to Branson for a conference, this was several months ago now, last September, I guess it was. My dog Lady, I couldn't take her, so she stayed at home with my wife, and my wife had put like a little, we've got a doggy bed for Lady, and so she put the dog bed out in the family room and Bone a few toys and such. And so the first night I left, the Lady wasn't very happy. She every time she sees my suitcase, it's like, oh, no.
They know.
So that's why my wife made this bed. And anyway, the whole tones, she was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to plug it in the bedroom because, for later the night, at night. So Lady went from the staircase watching out the door instead of going to spend time with my wife and the bones and the familiar stuff, the toys and such. She instead went into the bedroom where there was no bedding on the floor. She jumped up on the bed and snored, for hours with whole tones. So for pets. So I know, you feel bad. You know, folks, I know you do. When you go to work, you feel bad about your pets, leaving them. Hey, this works. Yeah. This works.
Yep. Yeah, you're leaving a frequency. That's really at the end of the day, that's how we're communicating right now. That's right. How you're hearing me. That's how me and Doug are talking. That's how he's broadcasting. It's all over frequency. It is. That's like, have you ever thought about your 300 megahertz phone or whatever you have at your house? You know, that megahertz, hello, everything's a frequency. Any of you have a antiquated device called a microwave? Well, it doesn't work without frequency. That's what makes it work. So finally, I wanted to tell him a quick story, Doug, about when I went to the Fox affiliate in Channel 5, if that's okay.
Because
sure. It's on YouTube, so everybody can watch it and laugh their heads off. It's like man quiets dog using sound or music, and you can go on YouTube and everybody just goes, no way. So, I went to Chicago and just like today, I don't rehearse for this. This is me and my friend having a talk, and you guys are tuned in with us, and we get to have a big family chat. Well, on Channel 5 and Fox, it was the same way. It's like I didn't have a, any way of, a teleprompter or whatever. I just do what I do. So it just so happens that the guy that was on there was a forward from the Chicago Blackhawks, and he had a foundation for dogs where they foster dogs. So, he was next up after me. So they brought me on, Doug. And so as soon as the host welcomed me, there was a girl and a guy. They released this dog named Helga that was a pit bull. This dog comes flying across the studio audience, jumps up on the couch, and licks all the makeup off the guy host. And I'm just sitting there going, And he was the best. He was loving it. He never stopped the dog. One minute of my interview was watching him just mercilessly lick this guy's face and him laugh, you know? And I thought that dog is, I wanted that dog, but thank God somebody adopted it online, but I wanted that dog. I would have taken that dog home. But anyway, finally they came and grabbed the dog and pulled the dog down, you know, put his leash on and took him off camera. And he goes, wow, first time I've ever had made out with a dog before, you know, and they were laughing and whatever. And so he looks at me and he says, you know, ask me all the questions about whole tones. He goes, I find this fascinating. He goes, but we heard a rumor that this makes dogs, you know, really relax. Like, so remember Helga, that dog? And I said, who could forget her? And he goes, well, we're going to unleash her in a minute, but we're going to put your music on first. And I thought, oh my God, here comes this flying dog across the studio again. One of us is going to get it. And they put my music on and they took the leash off her really fast and she sits straight down. And she looks up at the speaker, tilts her little head, tongue comes out, she yawns, and falls asleep on the camera. And the studio audience goes, I mean, this dog was like on the leash like this. The music comes on, the dog falls asleep on camera. And he goes, did you pay that dog? He goes, that was awesome. He said, I've never seen it. He said, boy, I'm glad that worked on live TV. And I'm thinking, man, you set me up, dude. But that dog fell asleep on camera. It was the most amazing thing. And I get every day, I mean, like people go, so what's the favorite thing in your whole life besides God and your wife? Well, the next thing is getting up in the morning during our devotions and then going out and sitting and having our coffee and reading testimonies from around the world. It takes 30, 40 minutes to read them all. I get them every day. So here's just a couple real quick, Doug. I don't want to. Sure.
No, please.
I want
love
you
it.
To have plenty of time too. But these came in from real people. We don't pay anyone. And people actually ask me if it's okay if they share online and when I do broadcasts. They want me to share what they say. This one says, this is a miracle worker. It calms my rescue baby when I have to be away from home. Every dog owner needs this, Michael. It's relaxing for me too, by the way. Love, Nancy R. Next one. I got this and now my puppy's sleeping all night alone in his pen. He loves his music and loves his little nightlight, Nancy B. Calming and soothing music for dogs has helped my foster dog so very much. It worked 100% of the times I have used it, Lori W. I use it for my dog that suffers severely during thunderstorms and fireworks. He sat by me and let me pet him for the first time during his panic attack. He usually runs frantically and pants like he's going to die. This is true. I was amazed. Nothing else has ever worked. God bless you, Amanda H. Very soothing for my cats. See, you cat owners thought I was not going to say anything. They settle right down and relax when they hear the music. After about 1 minute, this is really great stuff. Love, Kelly. And here we go. Oh, my gosh. This is so soothing. When I first got it, I saw a huge change in my schnauzer during grooming. We hear this from Petco. They use it in some of their grooming facilities. They say that the most hardest to clip nails and do, you know, cut hair, the dog just lay there and let them do whatever they want when they put the music on. That's huge. She was terrible and would fight me the whole time trying to get away. But when I put the whole tons on, she's a different dog. Love you, Rebecca. So wow. All I can really say, Doug, and I'm going to let you drive us home today, but all I can really say is that I make things that move markers. You know, that's what I do. I spend most of my time creating, designing. By the way, I'm working on two new projects this year. I'm working on a hymns project and Whole Tones Christmas Volume 2, because if I don't, my Whole Tonians are going to start a revolution, because it's been 3 years since I did the Christmas, and this year they said, that's it. We want Christmas. So I've got two more projects coming out this year. But
wow. So you're working on hymns, yeah. Right?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
And then the second project is Christmas, or is that the same thing?
Christmas Volume 2, two different projects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the original Christmas, we sell out of every year, but everyone says, okay, we want more songs. So the next one is going to have about 13 songs.
It's amazing. Folks, wholetones.com, make sure you use the promo code Hagman, two N's on Hagman, for $10 off your order. That doesn't apply to pets, does it? Because you can't. Does that apply to pets?
I don't know. It might. Who knows what my guys might do?
Yeah, it does. Might.
I think it does. I think it's across the board coupon for you guys because I love you. And so that makes it $39. So come on. Serious? I mean, $40, $39.99.
I don't even know how you can do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get this everywhere. And there's so many powers that be that are trying not to let me get it anywhere. So you're my voice. Peer networks and the word of mouth is the greatest advertising on the planet.
And you know, I feel so strongly about this. I really do that, folks, you know, wholetones.com, please do yourself a
big
favor.
There it is. Promo code.
Promo code Hagman for $10
Hagman.
Off.
Hagman.
There you go.
Is the code.
You know, it's wow. I'm just still stunned about $10 off for the pets. Wow. You're going to be paying people to it's just amazing. It's wow.
Well, I hope they take advantage of it because one tells another, Doug, and especially when they're your listeners. I've got some of the best emails after our broadcast from actually one of them was a kid that played bass with me in high school. I mean, how cool is that? Nick Cardulius. I couldn't believe it.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we were reunited through your broadcast.
Wow. You know, I've actually met some of the people I went to grade school with through this broadcast. So it's really interesting. All listeners all across the country, Canada, and of course, all throughout the world. It's reaching people. And I, you know what? I just want to say thank you. I love how we started, how we began. We talked about the yuckies, about the coronavirus, about the 5G and about and then how, you know, we just kind of turned everything around and, man, this is it. Thank you.
It
for
is.
This.
And you know what? The number one thing that everyone, and you know what I'm saying when I say everyone on your broadcast, that's trying to instill in everyone around the world, but especially in our country, is fear.
Yeah.
And when God says that I will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, in case you don't know what a fowler is, it's somebody that catches birds, something that was free that could fly that they put into a pen. The fowler's snare and the noisome pestilence. You know what a pestilence is? It's a pandemic disease. It's a virus. It's something like what's happening right now. Listen, my friends, today, most important thing in the world, there's only one thing that's 100% guaranteed to help you with any kind of viral pandemic or anything else like that. And it's Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry, there's nothing else. I got the masks. I got all the right sprays. I got the right frequencies. But ultimately, our hope is in Christ. Our trust is in Christ. Our protection is, hey, it's not Psalm 911 for a reason. The emergency Psalm 91:1. We abide beneath the shadow of the Almighty. You're safe today in the shadow of God.
You know, when we were talking yesterday off air, when you said 911, and I thought it took me by surprise for a second because I think you're the last person that our last conversation we had, you mentioned Psalm 91:1. So it took me a second, and I thought, man, why didn't I remember it that way? But thank you, because you are absolutely correct. And yes, we are under the protection of God. And of course, you know, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Look, you know, it's not that hard, folks. It really, when we believe, it's not that hard. But we also have to do things for ourselves, too.
Right on.
And this is one of them, too. This is one of them. I really have it in my heart that, you know, I'm just so thankful. And I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. I'm so thankful to have you as a friend and my frequency go-to guy. You know, when I have questions about that, I'll call him and he'll be saying, can you call me back? I'm with George Harrison from the Beatles or whatever. It's like, you know, it's like, really? Who is this guy? But, so yeah. Oh man, you're a rock star. You're a star. So.
So are you.
Yeah.
So are you, man.
Yeah, that's why I keep telling my wife.
If I went to your conference, I would evaporate. Everybody would be looking at Doug. I mean, that's just the way it rolls.
Yeah. 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 Talk to my wife about that. Oh, my brother. Well, we got about 2 minutes left. Anything else you want to bring in, talk about, or reinforce? Because yeah. I don't want to let you go without, you know, I just don't want to let you go right now. So.
That's fine. Well, I mean, first of all, what I really care about more than anything else is just the well-being. And, you know, somebody said to me a few years ago, Doug. They said, you lived a life fantastic, you and your wife. And it's everyone can. And it's faith. Like I said, it's what you really believe. It's without seeing it, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. What are you believing for today? I'm believing for a game-changing day for you. I'm believing that some of you guys heard something today that's going to all of a sudden flip your fuse box and you're going to go, what was I so afraid of before? I'm protected. I'm covered. And ultimately, now you know that for a very small price, there's stuff out there that can change how your pets live, how you sleep, how you feel every day, can change the tone. Listen, I can't change what happens outside your garage door, but I can certainly change what happens within the four walls of your house and make it an optimum place to live and an optimum place to heal. That Amen. For sure.
Well, what a fantastic way to close that out. Michael Holtones.com. That's Holtones.com. Look in the program description box. Thank you so very much for being here with me and with us. And we really love you. And I mean that as a brother, I love you. And,
you too.
I want you safe travels wherever you go. If you're traveling, please travel safe and let's talk soon. Okay.
Anytime you want. I love you, man. Thank you,
brother. Take care. All right, folks, that was Michael Turrell from Holtones.com, Holtones.com. You know, and I'm serious. I really love that guy. And that might sound really weird, but I'll tell you, I'm serious. You call him up and say, hey, you have a minute? Nah, you know, can I call you back? I'm talking to, I don't know, Rod Stewart or, you know, whoever. Okay. And I'm just pouring a cup of tea for, name Billy Joel, okay, or whoever, you know. It's not to say, look, it's not to say that there's idols like, you know, it's just to say, wow, you know, people are paying attention. People are paying attention to this. I don't want to say. Interesting, though. I thought it was fun when I met, you know what, folks, I met Laura Branigan. Actually, I met her husband and then Laura Branigan. Sadly, she's passed away. But I had an investigation on Long Island and, I had a chance to meet her and talk with her and actually have a half a cup of coffee with her. Very, very interesting, very, very nice woman. Her husband died of cancer and then she died, from a embolism or I think it was a blood clot type thing, but very nice. It's amazing the people that you do meet. So with that, I want to say thank you so very much. I hope you got a lot out of this. And you know, it's just one of those things where I think when you look at the article at HagmanReport.com and you start putting together the pieces of the puzzle, we've all talked about the coronavirus. We've talked about 5G. We've talked about, all of this, haven't we? So that's why I put, now this is interesting. I did reach out to send an invitation to the author or to the creator of the video. I would urge you really to watch that. Just watch it from the perspective that the presenter gives in this video. Very interesting. I'm telling you. Really interesting. All right. Before I go, folks, if you haven't done so already, HagmanStore.com, HagmanStore.com, the Detective's Choice coffee, it's not on sale and it's not going to be. It's expensive because it's gourmet. It's hyper caffeinated because that's the way I want it, but it tastes good. HagmanStore.com. Also two other blends as well, the Revolutionary Blend and the Patriot Blend. And I want to tell you something. We need a revolution. The Revolution Blend. That's to fuel the next American Revolution and, of course, the Patriot Blend, because behind every revolution there are patriots, and you are a patriot. And if you need that extra hyper-caffeinated bit, Detective's Choice. Why? Because. Just because. I don't need a reason, do I? No, that's right. HagmanStore.com. HagmanStore.com. That's right. Also, K-Cups and whole bean K-cups and grind. I want to thank you, the supporters of this show. Thank you for everything that you do for us. We couldn't do this without you. I hope you got a lot out of the frequency things today. I really do. Don't forget Holtones.com, promo code Hagman, HagmanStore.com. And until tomorrow, God bless. Oh, but Stan was off today for, I apologize. I should have said that earlier. He was off because of issues with some computer issues. He'll be back. All right. Good night.